parts in southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Friday, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low of 63. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Saturday, we'll see sunny skies, a chance of storms in the afternoon with a high near 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 63. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 89. Currently, it's 63.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Kansas legislators have given final approval to a bill aimed at keeping concealed guns out of state hospitals and other public health facilities. The House approved the measure on a 91-33 vote last night, only hours after the Senate passed it on a 24-16 vote. It goes now to Kansas Governor Sam Brownback. Without a change, health care facilities must start allowing concealed guns into buildings without extra security. The state of Kansas saying it collected $1.9 million less in taxes than anticipated in the month of May. The Department of Revenue reported yesterday that the state took in $441 million in taxes compared with a projection of $443 million. The state saw a small surplus in tax collections in April, and the department noted that the state remains on track to meet projections for the current budget year. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save. During Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
A woman has been sentenced to 11 months in prison for stealing from children under her care at a Lawrence group home. Lawrence Journal World reports that 37-year-old Jennifer Silva Guerrero of Lawrence also will serve 18 months of probation after she's released from prison and must pay nearly $8,000 in restitution to at least 9 of her victims. If she violates terms of her probation, Guerrero will have to serve more than 4 years in prison. Prosecutors are seeking more testing as they review the reported rape of a 16-year-old girl at a University of Kansas dorm for basketball players and other male students on the campus. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the Douglas County District Attorney spokesperson Cheryl Wright Cunard said yesterday in an email that the office is waiting on the results of the secondary testing of unspecified evidence. The office is considering whether to file charges. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Mike's OK Tire in Marysville is proud to announce the service truck is back on the road. Mike's hired an additional tire service specialist and can now assist with your on-farm tire needs, as well as prompt service for cars and trucks, featuring Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Also now featuring complimentary pickup and drop-off here in Marysville. Next time you need tires, tire repair, front-end alignment, or service, call Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Officials say two people have been arrested after leading troopers in Iowa, then Nebraska, on a high-speed chase and ramming two Iowa patrol cruisers in the process. The Nebraska State Patrol arrested the 27-year-old man with an Oklahoma driver's license yesterday morning after he lost control of the stolen Jeep that he was driving in Omaha. A 29-year-old woman with a Wisconsin driver's license was also arrested in that case. State wildlife officials say a mountain lion believed to have killed a calf on a ranch in far northwestern Nebraska has been shot and killed. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission said yesterday that officials confirmed a male cougar killed the calf on land near Hay Springs. The landowner contacted commission officials Tuesday after finding the calf carcass, and the commission says game officials and the landowner then found and killed the cougar. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Three people in Waterville were arrested Wednesday following a search warrant at a Waterville house on multiple counts of drug charges, including drug paraphernalia possession and drug possession with intent to distribute. The arrests were 61-year-old John Haver, 41-year-old Callie Henshaw, and 39-year-old Jose Martinez. The Riley County Special Investigation Unit led the coordinated effort in conjunction with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, Waterville, and Blue Rapids Police Departments. The Kansas Wheat Alliance toured Nemahal County wheat fields on Wednesday with representatives of the Meadowlark Extension District. This is part of a statewide wheat tour. This weekend promises to be busy around the area with many activities planned, including the annual Big Blue River Days, AutoFest Car Show, and Big Blue Barbecue in Marysville. The activities begin Friday with the Friday Night Cruise and Poker Run beginning at 5:30 in downtown Marysville. Several bands will entertain on Friday night. Saturday includes entertainments, the AutoFest Car Show featuring over 300 cars, plus antique tractors over 30 years old welcome, the barbecue competition, and bands Saturday evening. Full details online at BigBlueBarbecueMarysville.com. February features Rock Island Rail Days at the Rock Island Railroad Museum Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Musical entertainment, food and refreshments, demonstrations, and more at the Rock Island Railroad Station in Fairbury, Saturday and Sunday. Fairview Community will host a long-haul truck show this Saturday from 10 to 2. Entertainments, a truck show, and other activities are planned. For information, phone 285-2153. Wayne E. Tryon, age 86, of Marysville, passed away May 26th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Tryon. James Marksman, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial at Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday 11 to 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for James Marksman. Wesley Fett, age 82, of Marysville, passed away. A graveside service is planned Monday, 1:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday from 11 to 1 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wesley Fett. Mary Kay Zimmerling, age 60, of Marysville, passed away May 21st. A memorial service is planned Saturday, June 10th, 10:30 at the Marysville American Legion. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Zimmerling. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato and gravy, a wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon pears. Monday's menu, chicken strips, macaroni and cheese, a muffin, yams, and apple crisp. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
South Hill Pottery is pleased to be signing up summer arts classes for grades 1 through 6. People Pots and Painting Acrylic Landscapes start June 5th. Making a Mixed Media Movie Poster and The Spirit of the Mask start June 6th. Each class is 4 sessions and costs $37.84 due at the first session. For more information, stop in at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to an upper-level ridge, we're definitely going to see these warm temperatures. Temperatures will remain in the mid to upper 80s throughout the rest of the day, continuing into the weekend and even into the early parts of next week. Could see some isolated storms as we head into Saturday afternoon. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, temps mid-80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, dropping down lower 60s, winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Saturday, sunny, a slight chance of storms in the afternoon with a high near 85. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 63. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 89. Sunday night, clear with a low near 63. And Monday, mostly sunny. We'll see temperatures at 87 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, this is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 81. Record high on this date, 103 in 1934. The average low, 59. The record low, 42 in 1964. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 5:58. Sunshine, 64 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Payshaw Construction is now hiring. Positions available for general construction and carpentry jobs. No roofing involved. Call Steve at 562-3265 to apply. Rate of pay depends on job experience. Again, Payshaw Construction is looking to fill positions for general construction and carpentry. Call 562-3265.
It's now 13 straight playoff wins for the Warriors as they look for finals redemption. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. The third straight NBA Finals meeting between Golden State and Cleveland began with a similar result.
And the Warriors continue to be unbeaten in the postseason. 13-0. And they have taken game one.
The call on 95.7 The Game. The Warriors take game one, 113-91. While Kevin Durant is new to this seemingly annual matchup, he made his presence felt. Durant scored 38 on the night. Cleveland's LeBron James acknowledged that having Durant on the Warriors makes playing Golden State even harder.
You take one of the best teams that we had ever assembled last year, you know, that we saw in the regular season and in the postseason. You know, and then, you know, in the offseason, you add a high-powered offensive talent like that and a great basketball IQ like that.
Game two is scheduled for Sunday in Oakland at 8 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. To the diamond, the Yankees were able to get their bats past customs in the series opener in Toronto.
And the pitch swung on. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Wow. Another bullet. Another high line drive to the second deck in left. Gary Sanchez, the Sanchino.
The call on WFAN, Gary Sanchez had two home runs on the night as the Yankees routed the Blue Jays 12-2. The AL Central leading Twins staged a comeback.
And here's the pitch, line to left field, a base hit.
This will score one, maybe two. Here comes the Rosario. He slides. He scores.
Call on TIBN. The Twins beat the Angels 4-2. And it took almost 20 rounds, but there is a new spelling champion. 12-year-old Ananya Vinay from Fresno was crowned the winner at the 90th Scripps National Spelling Bee on ESPN. She beat out 8th grader Rohan Rajiv. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Experience mouth-watering barbecue, fast cars, and a whole lot more in downtown Marysville for Big Blue River Days June 2nd and 3rd. The festival includes the 11th annual Big Blue Barbecue Competition and the 27th annual AutoFest Car Show events. Friday night begins with a downtown cruise and poker run at 5:30. The music lineup features Marysville's own Brighton Stoll Band beginning at 6, followed by the local favorite Tim Strothman of Blacktop Road, and Nashville recording artist David Oakleaf in the Open Road.
Yeah, she's the perfect woman. She's as pretty as can be. And I'm waiting to see if she's still. Baby, let's just take a ride down the road and see what we've arrived. Yeah, boy.
More than 300 cars are expected for Saturday's AutoFest Car Show, registration 8 to noon. All makes and models invited to participate, entry just $15. Saturday features the People's Choice Competition at 2 p.m. Saturday night features a night of rock with the band Rewind, beginning at 5, followed by the Monkey Business Band. For more information, go online to BigBlueBarbecueMarysville.com or find them on Facebook. The annual Big Blue Barbecue, June 2nd and 3rd in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A railroad company that exports U.S. ag products to Mexico is closely watching the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation effort. Kansas City Southern Railway Company CEO Pat Ostenmeyer said once branded as a NAFTA railroad, and since it took effect, the railroad has grown to send 40% of its business to Mexico. The CEO says a strong agriculture industry would rally the railway through any NAFTA uncertainty. Ag exports have grown 330% since 1993. Ottensmeyer is part of the U.S.-Mexico CEO Dialogue Group formed in 2013, which is a private sector voice on trade and economic issues when negotiations happen between the two countries. While President Trump plans to renegotiate NAFTA and has threatened to end the agreement, Ottensmeyer says as time goes on, he gets more and more confident there's going to be a reasonable solution to the NAFTA discussion. The company says it will be extremely difficult for the president to remove the U.S. from NAFTA without approval of Mexico and Canada, adding the needed taxes or tariffs will also have to go through Congress. A new industry report suggesting improvements in optimism in agriculture fueled by discussions over federal tax and regulatory reform. Farm Policy Facts reports policy experts are hopeful the momentum will continue, especially if Congress makes sound decisions regarding farm policy, which provides a foundation for the rural economy. Ag equipment sales have increased for 6 straight months now, and the outlook for future sales is promising, that according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Now, former House Ag Committee Chairman Larry Combes said one of the best ways to help all growers turn the tide is by combining legislative certainty on the farm policy front with lower taxes and continued reductions in regulatory burden. Combes said we need strong policies right now, not weaker ones, and if lawmakers can provide that kind of certainty, farmers will be poised for a comeback. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by AgriPro. and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Well, wheat harvest across Kansas is still just a few days away. Mid-America Ag Network spoke with Ron O'Hanlon of CropQuest about the quality of the Kansas wheat crop. I live in Sumner County, and some of the fields, we'll see a field in Sumner County that looks like it's just a few days away from harvest. It's all golden, and everything looks good standing up tall. And then right across the road is another field that's still 90% green. The heads are still very green, and I suppose that could be planting times. I suppose that could be variety. But that seems a little unusual because a lot of times, especially down in that part of the country, wheat gets ready all at once and everything's set to go. But it seems like that's not the case this year.
It seems like this year what we're seeing is a lot of wheat streak or one of those mosaics. It could be High Plains mosaic or one of the mosaic. This is one of the worst years we have had for one of the mosaic diseases like wheat streak or High Plains mosaic. And what I've heard Extension saying is because we had such a warm fall this past season, it allowed the vectors, which would be primarily the cherry bird oat aphid, to vector that mosaic. And so some of what we may be seeing is part of mosaic diseases.
Is disease.
And that may be part of the difference. If not, then it's just variety differences. But I'm like you, Craig, is generally you don't see quite that stark difference.
Ron O'Hanlon with CropQuest Ag News Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. One of the highlights of my childhood was going to the sale barn. There are some interesting characters. Well, the sale barn isn't what it used to be, but sales are doing very well. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Going to the sale barn as a kid in my hometown of Sterling, Colorado is always a treat. I enjoyed the atmosphere. I loved the smell of the place. I was mesmerized by the rapid chatter of the auctioneer, Bud Van Berg, and I loved watching the bidding process where these old guys in their cowboy hats would, with just a nod or a tug of an ear or whatever, bid on the livestock that were in the ring in front of them. Nowadays, thanks to the internet, things are a lot different. BigIron.com is one of the leading online auction companies. It started about 35 years ago as a traditional company in Nebraska, and co-founder Mark Stock says you don't have to be a computer whiz to take part in these auctions. You can find out all you need to know about selling and bidding right there on the website.
You bet. We have got questions and answers, so you just go to the bottom of the page and read through those. As far as registering, it just takes a matter of a few minutes to get registered, and once you get approved, you have access to auction result information on our website, so items that have sold in the past then become available to you so you can do your research. It's very important that you look back and see what the price of corn and soybeans were when that particular machine sold, because the price of a commodity has a pretty strong influence on the value on a timeline of an auction result. So a lot of times when you see a high figure out there, it may have been when the corn was $7 a bushel.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the buyers and sellers?
Well, the people that buy it really appreciate the fact that everything we do is absolute with no reserves, and we do not charge a buyer's fee, so they don't have any extra fee that's added onto it, or they don't have to calculate that extra fee into their purchase price. So buyers really appreciate that. They also like the fact that they can call the seller and ask them questions, because we're the only auction company in the country, I think it's the only auction company in the world, that publishes the owner's name and their phone number. So that is such a huge advantage to a buyer, and it's, of course, very transparent. So we like to, there's no surprises, no secrets. Call up that seller and ask them questions. We also publish our Big Iron Independent Rep's name and phone number also, so they can look up that person and give them a call for questions. So buyers really like all of those things, and of course, sellers love the fact that they're not worried about the weather anymore. If it's a blizzard on the day of their sale, it's actually a good thing, because there's more people watching online, and their equipment can stay right on their place, and they don't have to load it up and take it to another location, even if they only have one or two items to sell. So there's so many advantages to using a good reputation auction online company than just taking it to a typical consignment sale.
Mark Stock of BigIron.com, back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies, 64 degrees. Middle 80s today and tomorrow. Scattered chance thunderstorms Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs have waived wide receiver Jamari Staples and safety Devin Chappell and signed tight end Orson Charles and safety Damari Drew as they wrap up their second week of voluntary practices. The Chiefs announced the moves yesterday. Charles, a fourth-round pick out of Georgia by the Bengals, with whom he spent the first 2 years of his career. He also appeared in two games last season for the Lions. Drew, who played at Cal, worked out for the Chiefs before the draft. The Chiefs have four more days of organized team activities next week before they gather for their mandatory minicamp, which runs June 13th through the 15th. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers will have until Sunday night to try and figure out how to stop the Golden State Warriors, who were unstoppable with the addition of Kevin Durant. Stephen Curry also knocked down six three-pointers and finished with 28 points in a 113-91 Game 1 victory. Mid-America Network Sports.
Into River Madness. Take the Safelite Autoglass Sundown Parade and Textron Aviation Opening Night Fireworks. Add a mad concert lineup, 29 river events, festival food, and fun for all ages. And top it off with the Spirit AeroSystems Rockin' on the River concert with OK Go and Capital Federal Fireworks finale. One Riverfest fun equals 9 days of fun. Adults, $10. Kids, $5. Funds at Quick Trip, Dillon's, and other local retailers. June 2nd through the 10th. Mad fun at Riverfest 2017.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Wouldn't go anyplace else, but got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with